height this morning.
他说你们看到我们中间这个高度的不同。
When I worked in Mexico, my friends called me two-story John, or John with two floors in his house.
他们就说这个是两层楼高的约翰。
And I work with a lot of Guatemalan people today, and they call me three-story John.
现在我跟很多危地马拉的人一起工作，他们说我是三层楼高的约翰。
And I'm sure that God has a sense of humor in how he makes each one of us.
所以很幽默，他创造我们的时候真的是每个人都不一样。
But it's very good to be with you this morning.
我非常高兴能跟大家在一起。
I have a message this morning that I would like to share with you. It is a message that speaks to my heart.
我很想跟大家有一个信息在我的心里边，我要跟大家一起来分享这个题目。
And I think a message should speak to the person's heart that is giving the message.
我觉得呢，如果我要讲一个信息，这个信息首先要对我是在我的生命中，是对我的心说话。
The title of the message, and I hope that it translates well, but the title of the message is "The Church Can Do More Than Pray."
这个题目就是教会能做的比祷告更多。
In the Bible, in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6,
以弗所六章第六章
and verses 10 through 18,
六章十到十八节
we have a portion of Scripture that talks about some needs, some activities that the follower of God must have in his life.
这里讲到了，就是说，作为基督徒，我们在生活中所要我们的需要和我们应该做的一些事情。
I will ask our sister to read the scripture at this time.
我们现在来读六章10 to 16. Okay.
Yes.
我还有未了的话。你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
I want us to think about that last part of verse 18, praying without ceasing or praying always.
最后那节十八节讲到，就是说，随时多方祷告祈求。
I want you to think with me about the title of our message this morning. A church can do more than pray.
我们今天早晨的主题是教会。能做的比祷告更多。
The idea, the thought that the church can do more than pray may sound a little extreme to you.
这个题目对你来讲可能有点太极端了。
Or it may sound like prayer is not important.
或者觉得好像是不是祷告就不重要呢？
But I hope that you will listen to me this morning, for I believe I have an important lesson for us.
我希望你们今天早上能够仔细的听，因为我真的是从这一段里边，我有一个很重要的功课要跟大家分享。
And I will explain further the title as we go along.
你仔细听的话，下边我们会讲到，会解释。
We realize that there are a lot of activities that the church can and should be involved in.
我们知道教会可以做，而且应该参与很多的活动。
A true New Testament church will be active with all of its activities towards, aimed towards winning souls.
一个新约的教会是一个活跃的教会，他们所有的行动的中心都是以赢得人的灵魂为宗旨。
The church will be active in ministering to those members of the church.
教会呢是要满足会就是会众的需要。
Of course, when I speak of the church, I'm referring to you who are part of the congregation.
当我讲到教会的时候，我只是讲到大家每个教会的成员。
The church can preach.
教会可以宣扬神的福音。
The church can teach.
教会可以教导。
The church can have a bus ministry.
教会可以有一个就是有一个公共像这样运输人来会带别就是运输就是给大家提供一个交通的一个这样一个事工。
The church can have a Christian school.
教会可以办教会学校。
The church can minister within the church building to the faithful who come on Sundays.
教会可以来到教会的弟兄姐妹，对他们属灵上满足他们的需要。
And the church can minister to those outside of the church who are not here today.
教会可以对不来教会的人呢，对满去帮助他们。
The church can be involved with social needs such as alcohol and drug abuse programs.
教会可以到社会上，就是说去帮助别人，像有一些那些酗酒的或者是吸毒的。
The church can be involved in crisis pregnancy centers and with political issues of the day, moral political issues of the day.
教会也可以去帮助那些意外怀孕所需要辅导的人，也可以在社会上对这些不道德的事情或者政治上的事情可以参与。
The church can be involved with issues that need a spiritual cure.
教所有的这些事情都是需要，最终都是需要属灵上的帮助。教会可以在这些事工上有份。
The church can send out missionaries that are an extension of their goals and ambitions to win the lost.
教会可以差派宣教士到世上还没有听到福音的地方。
It is true that the church can be very busy.
确实，的确，教会可以非常的繁忙。
The church can look around its community and see those that it can help, the needy, the hungry, the poor.
教会可以看看我们周围的社区，然后看到那些需要帮助的，那些饥饿的，那些受伤害的。
The church can be a very active place if it desires to be.
如果教会想要这样的话，可以成为一个很非常很活跃、很兴奋的一个地方。
The church can be the feet, the hands, the heart of Jesus to show Jesus to the world.
教会可以成为耶稣基督的手脚或者他的心，向这个世界展现主耶稣是怎么样的。
It is true that the church can do more than pray.
是的，看起来教会是可以做很多，不仅仅是祷告，可以做很多事情。
For many years, my wife and I did not have the opportunity to be a part of a wonderful church like this.
有很多年呢，我跟我的太太都不能像你们这样有一个很棒的教会。
The Lord had called us to work in some remote areas of Mexico.
神呼召我跟我的太太去墨西哥的偏远的地方去宣教，做宣教士。
We had also worked in the cities of Mexico.
我们也在那个墨西哥的一些城市工作过。
And it's not always an easy environment to work in the cities of any country.
你在任何国家的一个大城市，需要在那里宣教，都不是一件容易的事情。
I don't know about you, but the sight of a person that has very little hope in life touches my heart.
你在那些城市里可以看到很多人，他们的生命真的是没有什么希望。他说这种事情真的是让我的心很难受。
I'm not talking about a person that's just having a bad day like some of us have from time to time.
并不说这些人就像我们有一天感觉不太好。
I'm talking about someone who maybe lives on the street and has to beg for the food that they eat that day.
我谈到是说在街上那些乞丐。
I think that the older I get, the softer my heart grows.
我好像年纪越大，我的心就变得越来越柔软。
Well, in Mexico City, I have seen the people who make their living by working at the where they put the garbage of the city.
我真的是看到在墨西哥有些人是靠在垃圾里面捡东西为生。
It is said that 60,000 people make their living or live from the garbage of Mexico City.
在墨西哥城。有六万人就是靠捡垃圾为生，或者是从垃圾里边找东西为生。
I have seen the little children on the street looking up with eyes that are hungry, looking for a handout, begging for food.
我就看到那些小孩，看到他们真的是从他眼睛可以看到他们很饿，然后他们就伸手向你要东西。
I've seen the little children that have been beat down by drunken parents.
我也看到有些小孩被他们酗酒的父母毒打。
In our work in Mexico, we have seen the masses of people.
在墨西哥城，我们真的看到很多很多的人群。
We have seen the people that are busy with life, and life can be very hard at times.
我在这些人呢，都是忙着过生活，他们的生活有时候是很严酷的。
We have seen the busy streets.
我们看到这个繁忙的街道。
The multitudes making their way along the sidewalks and pushing their way into the subway trains.
我们看到这个人行道上都是人，然后在那个地铁站，大家又推来推去的。
We have seen people busy with life but not busy preparing for life eternal.
我们看到人呢在忙着过生活，但是却没有人忙着为永恒的生命做准备。
As we have worked in the cities of Mexico,
当我们在墨西哥的城市那宣教的时候，
we have seen the poverty and we have seen the crime.
我们看到了墨西哥这个城市，看到这个贫穷，也看到这些犯罪的罪行。
We have seen the sin and the despair and the sadness.
我们看到人的罪，我们看到人的绝望，看到这种忧伤。
And all of this speaks to my heart that there are so many needs.
这些都对我的心说，这边有这么多的需要。
There are so many areas for the church to be busy working.
教会可以在很多方面能够来参与这方面的事工。
There are so many opportunities and responsibilities for the church to work in this world.
有很多的机会，也有很多的责任，教会可以去做。
But the greatest need that people have is that people need Jesus Christ.
但是人们最大的需要就是人们需要主耶稣。
At the end of the day, after I have done whatever work I have done,
有一天，每天当我做完我所要做的，
maybe extending my hand to help someone,
也许是伸出我的手去帮助一个人，
maybe giving a dollar to a beggar on the street,
或者是给路边的乞丐一块钱。
Maybe preaching a message.
或者是讲道。
Maybe giving a smile and a piece of candy to a dirty-faced child that is begging.
或者是对一个正在讨饭的一个小孩脸上脏脏的给他一块钱，给他一个微笑，给他一个糖果，给他一个微笑。
There is one important question that I must answer.
但是有一个很重要的问题我要回答。
Have I shown Jesus to someone today?
我今天有没有让人对人展现主耶稣？
Have people seen Jesus in my life?
人们能从我身上看到主耶稣吗？
It's not about doing some good deed.
不单单是做好事。
But have people seen Jesus in my life?
人们能从我身上看到主耶稣吗？
I met a young lady one time on the streets in Mexico City.
在墨西哥城有一次我碰到一个年轻的女士。
She had several children. They were just kind of like stairs.
还有很多小孩在他周围。
And I guess that they were all hers.
我猜那也都是他的孩子。
She came up to me and I expected for her to ask me for money.
他就对着我走过了，我想他可能是来要钱的。
I guess it is sad that we get accustomed to thinking what people need.
有时候我们就是就是因为我们已经习惯了，就看到这个人，我马上就有个第一印象，觉得说他想要来干什么。
But she didn't ask me for money, which surprised me.
然后他就没来向我要钱，这个让我很吃惊。
And what she wanted surprised me even more.
他要的让我更加吃惊。
She wanted to know if I was a Christian.
他想问我说我是不是基督徒。
You know, when somebody asks you, "Are you a Christian?"
他当有人问你，你是基督徒吗
？It can make you feel good.
让你感觉会很好。
Someone noticed even on the busy streets of the city that I was a Christian.
甚至你就在一个很繁忙的街道，有人能认出来说啊，你是基督徒。
It makes it easy to testify to that person.
这个对那个人来讲，这是很容易的，好像你就这样，你可以很容易跟那个人分享福音。
It makes you feel like you're doing something special.
让你觉得你是不是你做了一些很特别的事情。
And then she asked me a question.
然后他又问了我一个问题。
She asked me if I would pray for her.
他就问我说我可不可以为他祷告。
My response was, sure, I'd be glad to pray for you tonight when we have prayer.
我说当然了，我今天晚上我们有祷告会的时候会为你祷告的。
But that's not what she wanted.
但是那不是她要的。
She wanted prayer right there.
她就想在那个街上就让我为她祷告。
Right at that time on the street in the busy city.
在一个很繁忙的街道，一个很繁忙的城市，她就让我在那里为她祷告。
You know, she didn't want my money.
她并没想要我的钱。
I'm sure she could have used it.
但是呢，如果我有钱给她，她是可以用的。
She wasn't impressed by how I looked, and I can understand that.
她不是觉得我好像很英俊，所以。
She wasn't impressed by all that I was doing for the Lord by passing out tracts in Mexico City.
她也不是说因为我在墨西哥城在那里散发福音单张，所以她就觉得印象很深刻。
She wasn't impressed with my good works.
她也不是因为我做了好事对我印象就是对我有印象深刻。
She wasn't impressed by who I thought I was.
她也不是因为我觉得我是谁，她就觉得好像我很了不，觉得印象深刻。
But she was impressed with God.
但是她确实是对神 有很深的记忆。
She didn't want me to put her on my prayer list.
她不是单单让我把她的名字放在我的祷告表上。
She didn't want me to try to remember her need at a later date.
她不是让我到晚上祷告会的时候才想起来她的需要。
She wanted me to pray right then at that time for her need.
她就让我当时当地就为她祷告。
And we prayed.
然后我们就一起祷告。
As we stepped out of the traffic of the people coming down the sidewalk, we prayed.
然后我们就到旁边稍微没有那么多人的地方祷告。
And the blessing that came to my life that day.
那天我所得到的祝福。
To realize that God knew where this lady was.
我意识到说神知道这位女士她的情境她的境况。
And was able to put us together that day.
神就可以把各种环境一起放在一起。
In order to bring her petition to God.
然后这样的话呢，他就可以神就借着我可以把他的请求带到神面前。
I learned something very special that day.
那天我也学到一个很特别的功课。
In the heart of the city, even amidst the noise and the traffic and all the rush of people.
虽然在市中心，在这个非常喧闹、非常繁忙的城市。
I learned some valuable lessons.
我学到一个很有价值的功课。
I learned that there are a lot of hurts in the world that I cannot fix.
我就意识到第一个是在这个世界上有很多伤害是我没有办法去修补的。
I learned that every problem doesn't require money to fix it.
我也意识到说不是所有的问题都是用钱可以解决的。
I learned that even if my heart is breaking,
虽然我的心是非常的伤痛。
And even if I cannot fix the problem,
虽然我不能弥补，就是修整这个问题。
And I have tried everything to fix the problem.
虽然我试了所有的办法，想要去解决这个问题。
I realize that in truth, I have not done everything.
但是呢，我知道说，实际上我并没有说能做所有的，我没有做所有的事情。
I realize that I can bring the need to God.
我知道说我可以把人们的需要带到神面前。
I learned that I am only a tool, an instrument.
我知道我只是一个工具。
I learned that I am only hands and feet, a vessel of clay.
我知道我只是手和脚，我只是一个瓦器。
I learned that I am only as useful as when I let God have His way in my life.
我只有把我的生命交在神的手中，我才是有用的。
I learned that people do not need to see me as an American.
我知道人们不需要看我是一个美国人。
I learned that people do not need to see me as a missionary.
我知道人不是说只是看我是一个宣教士。
They don't need to know that I am a church member.
他们不知道不需要知道我是一个去教会的人。
They don't need to think that I can help them from what I maybe have in my pocket or can do for them.
他们并不需要说知道说我包里面有钱或者有什么东西我可以去帮助他们。
I learned that the greatest blessing.
我知道这个最大的祝福。
I learned that the greatest gift that I can give to someone.
一个我能给一个人最好的礼物。
Is to allow them to see Jesus in me.
就是让他们能够在我身上看到主耶稣基督。
I always like to ask a question.
我很想问大家，很愿意来问大家一个问题。
And that question this morning is this.
这个问题就是。
Who do you think that you are today?
你今天你觉得你是谁呢？
What do you think is your greatest gift that you can give to others?
你觉得你给予旁边的人你最大的礼物能是什么呢？
But I have a better question also.
我还有个更好的问题。
Who does God think that you are and what does he consider your greatest gift?
神觉得你是谁呢？他觉得你最大的恩赐是什么呢？
And still another question.
还有一个问题。
Who does the world, those around you, think that you are?
你周围的人觉得你是谁呢？
And what do they need from you?
他们从你身上需要什么呢？
I can answer that question for you.
我可以替你回答这个问题。
The world around you needs to see Jesus in your life.
周围的人需要从你身上看到主耶稣。
I have a little story that I'd like to tell you about a lady that I met in the Dominican Republic.
她在多米尼加我碰到一位女士。
In Spanish, we called her Doña Karina.
在西班牙里，我们call她就叫她一个叫 Doña Karina.
The word Doña is a term of respect, much like we would say Mrs.
就像我们说那个尊敬的这样的一个夫人或者什么样来 一个尊称 Donia 是这个意思。
So Doña Corina, she lived by herself in this little tiny house with a dirt floor.
这位老姐妹呢，住在一个非常小的房子里，一个很小的房间，然后那个地上就是土，就是她这个土，她的房间的地上是没有任何装饰，就是土地。
And nobody liked Doña Corina.
没有人喜欢她。
She was a very mean lady.
她是一个很糟糕的人。
But we started visiting with Doña Corina and started telling her about Jesus Christ.
我们就开始探访她，然后给她分享主耶稣。
And it seemed like everything good that we could tell her about Jesus, she had something negative to say about her life.
我们只要告诉她主耶稣有什么好，然后她就开始说她的生活中怎么怎么样的不如意。
This person had done something bad to her.
这个人过去怎么伤害我？
This problem had come into her life.
我的生活中又有这个问题。
And when we met Doña Corina, she was a very, very miserable person.
这个她那时候是生活在一个很不快乐、很糟糕的一个境地。
But we began to show love to Doña Corina.
但是我们就对她显示神的爱。
We visited her. We tried to help her.
我们探访她，也要想去帮助她。
But the greatest thing that we were able to give to Doña Corina was to show her the love of Jesus Christ.
但是我们能给她最好的东西就是主耶稣基督的爱，在她就是显示主耶稣基督的爱。
And something very, very special happened to this lady.
最后就有一个很特别的事情在她身上发生了。
She was very old.
她很老了。
She was very sick.
她也身体非常不好。
But even in her old age, she accepted Jesus Christ.
在她年老的时候，她最后接受了主耶稣基督。
Soon after accepting Jesus Christ, she became even more sick.
她得救之后呢，身体就恶化。
I took her to the hospital.
我带她去医院。
I bought her medicine.
然后我帮她买药。
I did everything that I could for this lady.
然后我就做了我所能做的。
But the best thing that I was ever able to do for Doña Corina was show her Jesus Christ.
但是我能为她做的最好的事情就是向她展示主耶稣基督。
And in the end, that was all she needed.
其实在最后那就是她所需要的。
For very shortly after accepting Jesus Christ as her Savior,
她得救之后，在她接受主耶稣之后，
Doña Corina went to heaven to see Jesus Christ face to face.
她就很快，她就离开人世到天堂，能够面对面的看到主耶稣。
The church indeed can do a lot for hurting people.
教会真的是能为这个被伤害的人做很多事情。
Jesus said that the church was to be the light to the world.
主耶稣说教会应该是世上的光。
The church was to offer hope.
教会可以可以带给大家希望。
The church was to offer encouragement.
教会可以告诉别人这里边有鼓励。
And the church was to offer direction to the world.
教会可以告诉这个世界上我们这个方向是在哪里。
But going back to my original statement, let me now finish it.
现在我最刚开始的时候我就说过这个主题是。
And I hope that this will translate well.
这个比较难翻译。
The church can do more than pray.
教会可以做的比祷告更多。
But it can never do more than pray until after it has prayed.
只有他教会开始祷告之后，教会实际上没有不能做什么。除非你祷告，你教会实际上是什么也做不了。
It can and should do all the things that I have mentioned.
教会可以做，就是我刚才提到的这些事情。
It should feed the hungry.
我们可以去喂饱那些饥饿的。
It should help the sick.
帮助那些生病的。
It should visit the lonely.
探访那些孤单的。
And there are many more things that the church should be doing.
然后还有很多事情教会应该做。
But all of our works.
但是我们所有的工作。
All of our good deeds.
我们所有的善行。
All of our human efforts are nothing.
我们所有人的努力其实都算不得什么。
Unless they originate and are backed by prayer.
除非我们这所有的行动的背后是因为我们在祷告，不然我们这所有的努力都算不得什么。
Prayer is a type of surrender.
祷告是一种是降服。
It is surrender to the will of God and cooperation with that will.
是对神的旨意降服，然后也是愿意跟神的旨意配合。
Through prayer, we commit ourselves to the carrying out of God's purposes.
通过祷告呢，我们就把自己交给神，去做神所去做神让我们做的。
It is a communication of our will to connect with God's will for our life.
这就是说，祷告是把我们自己的意思跟神的旨意连上。
It is not trying to bend God's will to ours, but to make our will line with God.
不是让神来迁就我们的意思，而是让我们的意志降服在神的旨意之下。
And through prayer, the church can understand how it can reach out to the community around.
只有通过祷告，我们教会才能理解我们怎么样才能去对我们的去就是去探访到就是到我们接触到我们周围的世界。
Prayer can guide us to the needy people.
通过祷告神会带领我们去到那些带我们到那些有需要的人。
And prayer can give us the power to minister to the needy people.
只有祷告可以让我们有能力去服侍那些有需要的人。
Yes, there are many areas where the church can and should make an impact on the world.
确实有很在世界上有很多方方面面，教会应该是对那个对这些世界应该是有影响的。
But it is not our works that the world needs to see.
但是这个世界并不需要看到我们的工作。
It is not our culture that needs to be spread.
也不是说我们要去传播我们的文化。
It is not our money that needs to be spent.
也不是说就是仅仅是把给他们钱。
It is our Jesus that needs to be seen.
而是他们要在我们身上看到我们的主耶稣基督。
And it all starts as we prepare ourselves with prayer.
这一切都是从我们开始祷告开始。
Unless the church has a proper balance in its work.
教会除非有一个适当的平衡。
Our ministry can be very uneven.
我们的这个事工可能就很不就是可能就是不非常不平衡。
But when our works,
但是当我们的工作
our ministry,
我们的服事
our efforts to reach out to the world around us are guided by prayer.
但是我们想要去接触到周围的世界，我们的所有的一切都在以祷告为基础的话。
When our ministry is encouraged through prayer,
当我们的事工是因为祷告而被扶持。
When all that we do is sustained by prayer,
当我们所做的一切都是靠祷告来做这个基础的话。
It is then that we can be useful for God.
只有在那个时候，我们才能成为神手中合用的器皿。
When prayer is our guide,
当祷告是我们的引导。
Our strength,
是我们的力量。
Our inspiration,
是我们的激励的时候。
It is then that we can present Jesus to a needy world.
这样的话，我们才能向一个需要的世界展现主耶稣基督。
The church indeed can do more than pray.
教会确实是能做的比祷告更多。
But let's not forget what our foundation is built upon.
但是不要让我们忘记我们的基础是什么。
Our foundation is prayer.
我们的这个根基就是祷告。
I'd like to read to you what makes the church successful.
我想读一点，就是说这个到底是什么样的因素可以让教会成为一个成功的教会呢？
The church can do more than pray, as I've mentioned, but it will never rise to the challenge.
教会如果虽然教会能做的比祷告更多，但是教会没有办法迎接挑战。
It will never have the power to affect the world.
它也没有办法去影响周围的世界。
Until after it's prayed.
只有在教会祷告之后，教会才有可能去迎接挑战。
A praying church is a concerned church.
一个祷告的教会是一个关心的教会。
A praying church is a motivated church.
一个祷告的教会是一个被激励的教会。
A praying church is a giving church.
一个祷告的教会是一个可以给的教会。
And lastly, a praying church is a victorious church.
最重要的、最后的就是祷告的教会是一个得胜的教会。
This morning, after this little message, I want to share with you about a sister ministry that you have.
我想跟大家一起来分享一些，就是说在我们这里有一些姐妹的一个事工。
I would like to talk to you just a few minutes here about Spanish ministries.
我想给大家介绍一点西班牙语的事工。
We have several needs in Spanish ministries.
我们在西班牙的事工有一些需要。
But the greatest need that we have is I have already mentioned in this short message.
但是最大的需要，就像我刚才所提到的。
We need prayer.
我们需要大家祷告。
We are a very, very fast-growing ministry.
我们是一个成长很快的一个这个施工是一个成长很快的施工。
Most of our new converts are young people.
我们很多新信主的人都是年轻人。
Most of our people have never do not come from a church family.
这些新信刚信主的人呢，他们都不是说家庭背景，不是说原来就是基督徒的家庭。
Most of our people do not know how to pray when they come to the church.
他们到教会以后，他们也不知道怎么祷告。
Going back to the story of Doña Corina.
我们讲到刚才那位年纪很大的 Doña Corina。
She made a statement one time.
她有一次说。
It was soon after she got saved.
就是在她刚得救之后。
She said, I know I need to pray.
她说我知道我需要祷告。
She says, but I don't know how.
但是我不知道怎么祷告。
But she said, I know those people will teach me how.
她说我知道这你们会教我怎么祷告。
As far as I know, we had never mentioned prayer to this lady.
但是其实我们从来好像没有给她提过祷告。
But there was a drawing between her and God.
但是在她和神之好像她的心被神吸引。
And she wanted to know how to communicate with her
heavenly father. 她想要知道说怎么样跟她天上的父亲谈话。
I want to give you a brief overview of Spanish ministries this morning so that maybe you can help pray for Spanish ministries. And I also want to tell you about a project that we have and maybe you would like to help out with.
一个就是说我们看看这个西班牙语的施工是怎么样的，然后希望大家能够为它祷告，然后也看看我们在做一个很特别的一个项目，大家可以看有没有份可以参与。
As you can see, we are celebrating 25 years with Spanish ministries.
我们看到我们在庆祝我们25年的这个西班牙施工的一个是我们的25年的年庆。
The founder of Spanish ministries also had a connection with the founding of your church here.
这个西班牙施工的这个创办人呢，跟我们教会也有关系。
Dr. Glenn Rife, many of you are probably too new or too young to remember Dr. Rife.
我们中间很多人可能不认识 Dr. Rife。
But Dr. Rife had had an impact on the ministry here and also started Spanish ministries.
Dr. Rife 在我们教会是对我们是有影响，然后他也是开始了西班牙语的施工。
In researching Dr. Rife's connection with the Chinese church, I found this photo. Now, I have no idea who these people are that are graduating.
然后呢，我在看过去的照片，我就发现了这张照片，我不知道这些里面这些人都是谁。
I hope they're people that you're very proud of.
然后我希望你们都是认识这些人，很以他们为荣。
But you can see that, let me back up.
再回一张。
There we go.
我们看到这张照片。
You can see that Dr. Rife is very proud to be part of these students' graduation.
你可以看到 Dr. Rife 他能够参加这些学生的毕业典礼，他是很骄傲的。
As I talked to Dr. Rife this past week to get some understanding about his connection with the church here, he expressed the joy that he had in helping to start this church.
我上个星期我跟 Dr. Rife 就聊天，就想问他说跟这个教会，他跟教会的联系是什么？然后他就非常的高兴，说他能够在帮助我们教会成立上有份。
But Dr. Rife's main ministry was working with Spanish ministries.
但是他最大的他的那个中他的施工的中心是西班牙语的施工。
About 25 years ago, there was a great influx of immigrants, mostly from Guatemala.
25年以前有很多新的移民，很多是从危地马拉来的。
And Dr. Rife was trying to take the gospel message to these immigrants, but there was not a church or location to use.
他那时候他很想对这些新来的移民对他们传讲福音，但是那时候也没有教会，也没有个地方可以供他们聚会。
So Dr. Rife took these semi trucks or these trucks.
然后他就开了一辆这种大卡车。
And he made a mobile chapel out of these trucks, and he took the gospel message to the immigrant community.
然后他就做了一个像那个活动的一个教堂，然后就去跟这些人传福音。
Now the picture on the side of the truck is a photoshopped picture. That's actually a picture that was taken inside, and I put it on the outside.
他说那个照片呢是。他们在里边聚会的时候所拍的照片，我把这个照片呢放在了这个外边，放在了卡车的外边。
The trucks were the mobile chapels were equipped for about 60 people, but many times they had way over 100.
他说这个卡车里边实际上应该是能坐60个人，但是很多时候超过100人。
Dr. Rife loved to teach people.
Dr. Rife 很喜欢去向人讲道。
He taught English and he taught many other courses to the immigrant population.
他很喜欢教学，然后他会教他们英文，然后教他们很多东西。
But his heart's desire was to teach and the people about Jesus Christ, to present Jesus to the people.
但他心里最大的愿望是向人传讲耶稣基督。
And as the ministry started to grow, and people were saved.
当这个事工开始成长的时候，很多人就得救了。
Dr. Rife is on the left. Sidney Grant is on the right.
左边的那个人是 Dr. Rife， 右边的是那个 Sidney。
And this was the first convert from Spanish ministries.
这是西班牙语事工的第一个得救的人。
The man's name was Juan.
这个人的名字，中间这个受洗的人名字叫 Juan。
And Juan had tried to commit suicide three times before getting saved.
他在得救之前，他三次想要自杀。
I find it quite ironic.
这个好像很有讽刺意味的事。
That Juan had tried to drown himself.
他想要自己，想要投河自杀。
And now he's being baptized.
现在他是被受洗了，受浸。
Juan after being saved, went on to pastor one of our churches for about 18 years.
他后来得救之后，他现在成为一个牧师，然后做就是在牧养一个教会已经18年了。
Through Brother Rife, God was beginning to do something within the Hispanic community.
神通过 Dr. Rife 在这些西班牙就是讲西班牙语的社区里行动工。
Very soon it became clear that as many young people that had come here from other countries were getting saved, and God was beginning to call them into ministry.
很多年轻人呢从别的国家来，然后他们就得救了，然后神就在呼召这些年轻人进入这个工厂。
And so a way of training these young people needed to be started.
但是要培训这些年轻人就需要开始。
And under the guidance of Dr. Rife, a Spanish Bible Institute was started.
在那个 Dr. Rife 的倡导之下呢，就开始了一个西班牙语的圣经学校。
This Bible Institute trained young men to become pastors.
这个圣经学院呢，就是训练年轻人成为牧师。
This young men train, or this Bible Institute trained young ladies to help grow the churches.
这个圣经学院呢，也帮助帮助姐妹能够来在教会里实行这个姐妹的事工。
And the work began to grow.
然后这个施工在增长。
This is a picture of the Hope Sound Spanish Church.
这就是在 Hope Sound 这个城市的一个西班牙语的教会。
This is a picture of a pastor and his family in Graham, North Carolina, where we have another church.
在那个北卡呢，有另外一个他们的教会，这是那个教牧师跟他的全家的合影。
Today we have churches, Spanish churches, from Florida to the state of Massachusetts.
现在我们有这个西班牙的这个。教会呢，一直从佛罗里达一直到麻省。
And all but one of our pastors was trained in our Bible Institute.
Okay. 这里边的所有的牧师，除了一个之外，所有的牧师都是在这边的这个西班牙语的圣经学院被培训的。
The other pastor was trained in another school.
另外一个牧师是在别的地方受训的。
The Institute has helped us to have pastors to start other churches. This is a church in Georgia.
这是一个在佐治亚州的一个教会。
This is Dr. Rife helping us to dedicate a rebuilt or new church in Lake Worth, just a few minutes from here.
这有一个就在这条路上 ，Lake Worth 有一个新的教会，这个教会是重建的。然后 Dr. Rife 是在庆在他们的献堂上一个来庆祝。
This is the beginnings of a new church in Massachusetts.
这是在麻省新开始的一个教会。
This is a building that we're trying to buy, that the church is trying to buy for their congregation.
这是那个麻省 East Massachusetts, right? 这是麻省那个教会想要买的一个建筑物，他们想作为他们的教堂。
The ministry that Dr. Rife started 25 years ago is very much growing today.
Dr. Rife 25年前开始的这个西班牙语的施工现在增长得很快。
And one of the reasons that it is growing is because of the trained pastors from the Institute.
这个之所以其中的一个原因就是这个在这个西班牙语圣经学院受训的这些牧师。
This is our pastor from Silver Spring, Maryland.
这是在马里兰州的一个牧师。
This church is about 20 minutes from the White House.
这个教会离白宫只有20分钟。
Obama hasn't visited yet.
奥巴马还没有去参观那个教会。
These are some of our students in the Bible Institute.
这是我们在那个圣经学院的学生。
I am very proud of these young men and women.
哦，我非常以他们为荣。
They are preparing their lives for service of Jesus Christ.
他们在准备他们的生活，准备他们的生命，要来服侍主耶稣。
They're preparing their lives to show Jesus Christ in their lives.
他们要准备真的受训，让怎么样让主耶稣的生命在他们身上显示出来。
This is last year's graduation class on the platform and junior class of this year.
这是去年的一个毕业典礼，后边后台的那个穿黑衣服的是已经毕业的，这个前边穿蓝衣服的是还没正在上还在上学的。
We are not a large school. We average around 40 students a year.
我们不是一个很大的学校，我们一年的学生大概一年只有40个学生左右。
But God is impacting the Spanish world through these pastors, these graduates.
但是神用这些学生来影响这个讲西班牙语的社区。
This pastor went back to his own country, Guatemala, and began a work there in his own country.
这个牧师他回到他自己就是出来的国家，就是危地马拉，然后影响那边的人。
We have many people who come here looking for work, looking for a better life.
很多人来到这里寻求一个更好的生活。
They get saved in our churches.
然后他在这个教会里就得救。
God calls them into ministry.
然后神就让他们参与他，进入到他的工厂。
They are prepared in our institute and then they go back home.
他们在我们这个圣经学院受训，然后他们就回家，回到他们的故乡。
This young man is working in an area in Guatemala that is very much into the occult.
他所这个牧师在所工作的地方，他的家乡是一个邪教盛行的地方。
He has been stoned, trying to kill him at least twice.
他两次被石头打死，那些人想要杀他。
But he continues to be faithful.
但是他一直对神很忠心。
You notice his wife is in traditional Indian dress. This is an Indian couple from the western part of Guatemala.
他们是就是一个印第安人的后裔，他们在瓜地马拉的西部。
God is using our graduates.
神在用我们的这个从这里毕业的学生。
This is a graduate that's pastoring in Mexico.
这是一个学生，一个毕业的学生，他在墨西哥做牧师。
This is a new church in Honduras.
这是在洪都拉斯的一个新教会。
This is a church in Nicaragua.
这是在尼加拉瓜一个新的教会。
This is a baptism in Nicaragua.
这是在一个尼加拉瓜一次受洗。
We had to. It was the dry season. And we had a very hard time finding enough water to baptize.
他说那是一个干季，然后我们很难找到一个地方有足够的水可以给他们施洗。
This is a pastor and his wife from Nicaragua.
这是从尼加拉瓜来的一对夫妇。
You can say I'm getting down on their level.
现在我就降下来了，我就低一点了。
This is another graduate and his wife in Mexico.
这是另外一位从那个墨西哥来的一个毕业生跟他的妻子。
This is why they call me three-story John.
这就是为什么他们叫我三层楼的约翰，三层楼的。
This is a new church in Mexico.
这是在墨西哥一个新的教会。
This is a new church in Guatemala.
这是在瓜地马拉一个新的教会。
You see a picture here. God is using the institute to supply pastors. So that we can have new works, new churches.
神就用这个圣经学院来供给这些教会牧师。
And we're not building new churches in hopes that people are coming, will come.
我们并不说建一个教堂，然后希望人能来。
The people themselves, the congregation, built this church.
这是会众这个建的这个教堂。
The work is growing.
这个神的事工是在增长。
A baby dedication in Nicaragua.
这是婴儿的一个受洗礼。献祭一个献礼。
This today they are building a new church on this site that you see here in front.
他们在这个空地上，他们现在在建一个新的教会。
The congregation is building the church, not the mission.
他们不是说是请人来建，他们是这些会众自己来建这个教堂。
I will be going down next month to help put the roof on.
我下个月就会去，然后帮他们一起把这个房顶 放上去。
But this is their church.
这是他们的教堂。
This is some of our pastors.
这是我们的一些牧师。
In a pastor's meeting in Guatemala.
这是我们在瓜地马拉一个牧师的聚会。
We have works in Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras.
我们在瓜地马拉、墨西哥还有洪都拉斯还有。
Together there are about 20 churches in those countries.
在这些国家一共有20个教会。
Added to the 13 churches that we have here in the U.S., we have several, quite a few Spanish churches.
我们在美国有13个教会，所以在这附近有很多讲西班牙语的教会。
We're in the process of starting 4 new churches here in the United States.
我们在美国要开展四个新的教会。
And we're using the Bible school to train our pastors for these new churches.
我们用这个圣经学院呢来培训这些新的牧师。
The Instituto Biblico Evangelico is very, very important to us. Can you translate that?
I think I will translate. 这个西班牙语的这个一个宣教学校对我是很重要的。
And this is the project that I would like to talk to you about this morning and offer you a way to honor Dr. Reif and also help with the Bible Institute.
这是有一个特别的项目，我是今天早上想要跟大家分享，然后呢，让大家有机会呢，能够就是我们一起来对 Dr. Reif 表示尊敬，然后这个就是我们现在正在做的一个项目。
This building is on campus at Hope Sound.
这个建筑物是在 Hope Sound 他们的那个就是那片那个圣经学院的地方。
You may know where it is. It was our old office building, the mission's old office building.
它是原来那个老的办公楼。
It's a very large building, and we are completely rebuilding it.
它是一个很老的一个建筑，我们把它完全的真的是重建。
As you can see, we have the metal studs up. The walls are up on the inside.
我们看到，你看里边完全是新建的。
And this is what it looks like on the outside now. Very, very beautiful.
这个教堂就是在我们每次去吃饭的地方的旁边，它现在是很从外边看很漂亮。
But we are at a point where we don't have the funding to go any further.
现在我们到了一个地步，就是说我们的钱已经都基本上用光了，我们没有办法再继续。
These are some of the expenses that we're ready for.
这是我们如果有钱了，我们就是要下边要做的工作。
All the electrical work, $28,000.
这个电路这方面需要是28,000块钱。
The air conditioning, $20,000.
然后这个空调系统需要20,000块钱。
And you can see many other expenses that we
have. 我们可以看到别的有很多需要。
It is our goal to finish the institute building this year.
我们今年想在年底之前把这个给建完。
And in February of next year, during the camp meeting, we want to dedicate the building to Dr. Reif.
明年二月份那个 Hope Sound 的营会的时候，我们想要把这个献给这个，就是把这个以 Dr. Reif 的名义来献给神。
The building will be known as the Dr. Reif World Education Center.
这个建筑物会被命名为 Dr. Reif 这个一个教育中心。
You can understand that we do not say the Spanish world, we say the world, because Dr. Reif has had an influence.Not only on the Spanish world, but on your church here and in many other parts of the world.
Dr. Reif 呢，他这个是应该叫 Dr. Reif 世界教育中心。我没有说西班牙语世界教育中心，而是说世界。我们也知道 Dr. Reif 不仅仅是开创了西班牙语的施工，也真的是跟我们华人的这个教会有份。
From the new building, we'll be able to live stream over the internet the Bible school classes to anywhere Hispanic students want to study.
当我们这个建筑物如果建好了之后呢，我们就可以就是现场的从这个建筑物里面可以就是通过互联网能够让所有的讲西班牙语的人从世界上任何地方都可以来上课。
Sister Swartz has asked if the Chinese ministry's office could be moved into this building, and we are excited about that.
妈咪也说要不要把我们这个就是我们这个中国的事工。在那边也有，请他们在那边也有一个办公室在那边，我们也很高兴，很兴奋，妈咪也能够搬进来。
This will give a very large room for the computer programs and all that the Chinese ministry does, And also a very nice reception area for their office.
他就说在这个地方呢可以有一个很大的房间可以把妈咪这些就是这个现在这个亚洲施工的办事处呢里面很多的设备都给搬过去然后有一个很好有一个挺很好的一个一个接待的地方。
So the name World Education Center is very fitting.
所以这个世界教育中心是一个很合适的名字。
Our ministry is very much involved in large campaigns with Bible conferences.
我们的这个这个我们的目标有很多时候有很多像这种大的营会。
We are working with children's ministries.
我们参与儿童的事工。
We have marriage seminars. Maybe some of you know Pastor Butch Heath from Crisis Family Care.
有些人可能知道这是 Dr. Butch 从那个叫家庭 Family Care 的一个地方，他是这个是婚姻的一个辅导中心。
He has helped us with marriage seminars. We're very interested in our families.
我们对家庭很感兴趣，所以我们真的是想要帮助建造家庭。
This is a picture of one of our pastor's retreats.
这是我们一个给牧师的一个退休会。
A new church that's being started.
这是一个新的教会。
And so many of the activities that we have are based on the possibilities of getting new pastors and trained leaders from our Bible Institute.
这个所有的这些活这些这些能够这些行这些事工呢，都是因为要有人，要有牧师，但这些牧师就是从这个圣经学院出来的。
When Dr. Rife started the ministry 25 years ago using those mobile chapels, that was revolutionary.
Dr. Rife 25年前用了大卡车来开始这个对西班牙讲西班牙语的这个社区布道的时候，那个时候真的是一个从来没有人这样做过，是革命性的。
It was the beginning of the ministry.
那只是一个这个事工的开始。
But the Bible Institute is the hope of the ministry.
但是这个圣经学院是这个事工的希望。
And As you saw the financial need that we have.
你看到我们这个在这个金钱上的需要。
If anyone would be interested in talking to me about the need, I would be very happy to talk to you.
如果大家谁有兴趣，可以来跟我谈。
We have several rooms in the building that we are making available to honor someone, maybe with a gift, then we could honor that person through the naming of that room.
我们在那边有很多的那个建筑物建好之后呢，会有很多空的房间。我们如果有足够的，我们可以就是有人奉献的，可以他的名字来命名那个房间。
I thank you for allowing me to be here this morning.
谢谢你们可以让我来。
There are many things that we can do as Christians.
作为基督徒，我们有很多事，我们可以做很多事情。
There are many things that God wants us to do.
神也想让我们做很多。
My challenge to us this morning is let's be prepared through prayer.
我对大家的挑战就是让我们用祷告来准备我们自己。
So when God gives us the opportunities,
这样当神给我们机会的时候，
we'll be ready to respond.
我们就准备好去回应。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
And please pray for Spanish ministry.
请大家为西班牙语的施工祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢。